the volume.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any fantasy sport, there is a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win.
All right, everybody. Clay Helton has been fired as Mike Bone, the athletic director, acted swiftly to get Clay Helton out at USC. Dante Williams will be the interim coach. Dante's one of the younger coaches on the staff. He's the top recruiter on the USC staff and also, I believe, the top recruiter on the West Coast. Mike Bone recruited him intensely a couple years ago at Oregon, where he was Oregon's top recruiter. He's a go-getter. He's very ambitious. He's very mature, has great relationships with the players. So he is the interim coach. The athletic director and I, Mike, have gone to dinner, have talked multiple times, had long conversations about Clay Helton, his concerns. Very short leash when I had talked to Mike. I had voiced, concerns and asked multiple questions. And, a prime example of week one, where USC played very poorly against San Jose State. There was a reviewable play in game one against San Jose State, and USC's communication among its staff was so poor. It was a significant moment in the game. It was a reviewable play, and USC didn't review it. That sums up Clay Helton. It was a disorganized staff. It was a staff, I can remember early on, year two, having a couple of friends of mine in the recruiting business and asking them about Clay Helton. And being told by more than one source that it was a completely dysfunctional and disorganized recruiting effort. I do believe initially Clay Helton, the university with Lane Kiffin and Sark, was going through so much turmoil and chaos. I had said early with Clay Helton, there was a time and a place for Clay, a very man of faith, family, and football. That was his motto. And that was about a two-year process. But over the course of time, it became very clear by about year three that players were not getting better. There's so much to recruiting beyond just a sales pitch. The difference between an Urban Meyer at the top or a Lou Holtz or a Barry Alvarez or a Nick Saban is the ability to develop players once they're in the program. I could give you so many examples. Sam Darnold regressed. Keaton Slovis, the current quarterback, is regressing. Very few players ever get better at USC. And the ones that do, and there is a handful, Drake Jackson, Drake London, Michael Pittman, they're just simply highly motivated individuals that would get better under any coaching regime. But Clay was over his head. I had a coach a couple years ago, one of USC's rivals, a very prominent national coach, and I voiced my concerns about Clay. I said, I think players don't get better. And he said, A, I love coaching against Clay Helton, and he is good for our business. That says it all. Clay could not put a fence around Southern California recruiting. They have done such a poor job, and in my opinion, to retain top quarterback talent. I mean, Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, all have California quarterbacks. And I understand California kids, they're smart kids. They want to see and go to the best places to develop them into first and second and third round picks. And that is not to say that every player that goes to USC regresses and it's a bad spot for all the players. But this is a unique brand. There have been more players drafted from USC today in America than any other college football program. And that includes Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan. This is just a program that has got to have higher standards than Clay Helton can elevate them to. Now, many of you are asking who's next. Dante Williams is the interim coach. Chris Peterson, I've been told, is not interested. I talked to Chris Peterson a week ago. Chris Peterson is not motivated by money or status or stature. Chris Peterson currently has an administrative job at the University of Washington. He had elevated that program quickly in Seattle and left. He's got enough money. He's about family. I don't know if he loves the current direction with name, image, and likeness. I know a lot of veteran coaches feel that it's going to ramp up cheating. You won't be able to control overzealous boosters and fans that are well-heeled. Some are very concerned about that. But back to USC's current situation. This roster has talent. They are severely lacking in offensive line talent. There are two or three elite West Coast players that Oregon is in on. I do not believe, despite what the recruiting services may, they were going to land any of these offensive linemen. They had an interesting recruiting class this year on the defensive side. A lot of that's Todd Orlando and Dante Williams. Orlando, the current defensive coordinator. He's a motivated, willful, driven, smart guy. I think he's a plus for the staff. Right now, they have got to create an energy that USC just doesn't have. They were flat against San Jose State. They were flat against Stanford. And this, listen, you can't wait. You can't sit around and ruin another recruiting class. This is the right move. You know, a lot has been made when Lane Kiffin was fired on the tarmac. I didn't necessarily agree with that move, but I understood it. Clay Helton has now been there 6 years. What are you going to do? Wait for 2.5 months, 3, 4, 5 losses? Remember, there's two different recruiting periods now, two different signing periods. The best players are overwhelmingly signed in the next 8 weeks. They will be signed by December 1st. You've got to get on this. This is an incredibly invaluable recruiting class for USC because there are several really high-end offensive linemen, defensive linemen on the West Coast, and Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, they're cherry-picking those players. Oregon from the North is cherry-picking those players. So it's the right move. There's no wrong time to make the right move. Would you be happier if it was in week 7? Clay Helton gave you a tease to this a couple of days ago after they lost to Stanford. Clay Helton had a quote, and it was very interesting, very telling. He said, "I hope we don't rush in any decisions we make. I hope we see this thing through." That was Clay Helton telling you that Mike was not happy. Mike Bone, the athletic director, was not happy, had already talked to Clay Helton. It's just been a litany of excuses, one excuse after another. Clay is an average recruiter, does not develop players. The very best coaches he has had on his staff have left. The university now, the athletic department, has sort of taken control of the hirings. That tells you everything about their concerns about Clay Helton. He was on a very short leash. I totally support this move. Peterson, I don't think will be on the list. I will say this. I had this discussion recently within 48 hours with somebody. We were discussing what to do with Clay Helton, and we both kind of came to the conclusion this may be a time, if the coach is not on the staff, and I'm not sure if that coach is on the staff, that you go to the NFL. I don't see it as a great crop of coaching candidates at the collegiate level. If Chris Peterson isn't interested, there's no slam dunk. There's no slam dunk. Chris Peterson's your slam dunk, and he's not interested. If this would have happened a year ago, I think Urban Meyer would have been in play. Urban Meyer was interested. I know that. Carol Alt, the president, was not interested in Urban Meyer. So that's the very latest. Clay Helton out. More information as I get it. The Volume Sports at Twitter, on Instagram, rate, review, subscribe. Thanks.
Volume.